Yeah, you are now rocking with the Hip Hop Digest Show with my man King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. I go by the name of Chaos the Beast, Animal Gang Representative. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's
put your hands together and welcome Fresh Prince and Jazzy Jeff. Right now, everybody out there, I want everybody out there that's ugly, all the ugly people, be quiet. Be quiet. All the homeboys that got AIDS, be quiet. All the girls out there that don't like guys, be quiet. Hold on, wait a minute.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
It's E Green, and don't test me, man, because I ain't sick.
Woo! So, those of you who heard the introduction, I'm sure Will Smith, also used to be known as the Fresh Prince back in 1988, is full of sorrow and regret for what he has said.
Yeah, he sounds like somebody that just finish apologizing. What's that nigga baby? He sound like him a little bit.
We'll talk about that as we get into the digest news of the day.
That nigga wish that nobody actually comes back and start bringing this shit up. We might fuck him up. He might start asking questions. Yeah. Will Smith does. Look what Will Smith said back in the days. He said this.
You
he
saw
said
my that. Blink, bitch.
Wow.
Oh yeah, we were there.
I believe that was a Union Square 87, I think. I gotta check the record. Shit.
Are you talking about that one? Yeah, that one? Yes. Yeah, that one, yeah.
So, any case, let's get right in here. No, before we get in, I want to give some acknowledgments. I want to give acknowledge to big homies on the text chain, Big Rush. Give acknowledgments to big homies on text chain, D Thor. Y'all gonna stop that shit.
Niggas is opinionated. They got things to say.
There's nothing wrong with opinion, but you know.
Yeah, I think I might have kicked the dust up a little bit more right before we start recording here. I might have kicked the dust up a little bit, but it's all in love.
Right, that's all I want to come across, yo. The Digest chain, family members or whatever, strong opinions always. But again, we're gonna try and keep it in love. Any case,
let's no trolls allowed.
Well, I mean, just a little.
Oh, it's definitely a troll or two allowed.
Yeah, I mean, a little, you know. So let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is beach bumming. Conway the Machine. He comes into this week with a couple of events. First, it was the skirt event or dress event, depending on how you want to label his style choices. And then right after that, let me read the copy. Conway the Machine became internet fodder earlier this week when he posted an Instagram photo of himself wearing an Alexander McQueen skirt. So they're calling it a skirt. With the caption, "I'm too important for you now." Now, I remember way back when we did the Griselda Bye Bye episode. See, we knew this was coming as hip hop guys and been around.
Did we know this was coming?
Oh, son, let me tell you something.
I mean, this right here, son, right here?
Well, let me tell you something. It involved all of the above because at that point when the Bye Bye Griselda episode came in, it was like, okay, these guys have it now locked in. The powers that be are instructing, just like I told Young Adonis on the text chain, the powers that be are instructing all the streamers to now accept and listen to Griselda. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not like they discovered Griselda like we did on Bandcamp and shit and was astonished that them niggas would press up like 200 records and they would sell the whole next day and all of this other shit. Nah, they were instructed. So they got it locked in. And so now Khan, everything along with saying that he's too important for us. Now, maybe he means us early adopters. But he also said, you know, wearing that skirt got him a, got him the effervescent bag. And it's all about getting the bag, Swerving.
Oh, you like me to go? Okay. All right, let me get this off my chest. I saw this coming a long time ago, as you said. We saw it coming a long time ago. What I think we saw, though, was the, can kill a word, amalgamation of trap music into his repertoire.
Yes, sir.
And we understood. I don't know what the fuck literally it was, but you could see it with Conway. Okay? And then he just did it. Show and proved. With this skirt, dress, scarf, whatever the fuck they're calling it. If he's doing it just for the bag, I mean, he just basically answered everything, right? He did it for the bag. So you're either gonna fall into two categories. You're gonna respect it because he's getting the bag, or you're gonna be like me and be like, damn, nigga, you that cheap?
The comment section say the agenda has got my boy Conway. It's a sad day in hip hop. And it also goes in to say R.I.P. Griselda. The comment section, they were leaning pretty hard and on the skirt situation. They were leaning pretty hard, and that doesn't even get into part two of the beach day field trip with one Sean Coombs. I have to say, we'll get into that. Part two of the Conway topic is Diddy hits the beach with Conway the Machine. So I often wonder what makes a guy like Conway and other guys who 2 years prior, or at least certainly prior to the Bye Bye Griselda episode, Sean Coombs won't even let them niggas pick up his trash. Okay? I'm just being dead ass. Coombs is the type, he wouldn't even let them niggas pick up their trash. And I'm surprised that they don't have people on their team to say, see, being around him is something you necessarily don't want to do because you build up your brand your way. You've done it your way. You were the champion of a lot of beats with no drums, really drilling down and focusing on the lyrics. And hanging around Coombs brings in another layer of people who... another layer of people who don't even want to fuck with you anyway. I mean, gee, help me out. What's going on here?
Well,
why is he on the beach with Coombs?
In the future, can't wait to see if you open up the gates for me. Reminisce sometime. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but a place
can't. I just had it.
The commentary by E. Swervin.
Had to do it.
This nigga just went in and stepped all over my lines and shit. I was about to start speaking, but it's all right. See, but it's in typical Coombs fashion.
Yeah, exactly.
Jumping in front of the camera, jumping in front of the tablet.
All in the video.
All in the fucking podcast.
Damn.
That type of shit.
If you don't have to worry about the executive producer.
So, yeah, B, this whole thing, son, I seen it, and my very first reaction when I first seen this nigga with the whatever you want to call that shit, handkerchief, I don't give a fuck what you want to call it.
You're calling it a skirt.
Hanky, skirt, whatever. I don't give a fuck. Whatever it is, I was like, look at this nigga. Why? That's all I could think to myself. Why, nigga? What are you doing? And where are you actually thinking you're going to go from here, nigga? There's nowhere to go but down from here, my nigga. I mean down, on your knees, my nigga. Because you you done put yourself in a position where niggas already see that you willing to do anything for the bag, as you said. So what does that mean, doing anything for the bag, my nigga? Bending over the desk, ass nigga?
Ooh, well, Diff say pause just now.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, what does that mean, you're willing to do anything for the bag? And you hanging around a nigga like Combs, who's already got a questionable type of bending over the desk type of shit, but with him. So you already done set yourself up for a level of, okay, now you want to really get into that next level of money by fucking with these type of niggas and showing that you're willing to do anything. So I was like, oh my gosh, nigga, you really did that. So you done already show these niggas your hand and let them know you're ready to do anything that they want you to do to make money. And you don't care what it is.
For the bag.
For the bag.
So the comment says, shooting some very priceless footage, Coombs, one of the most popular rap members, Puff Daddy, initially has the camera on himself as he walks along the beach. Before giving the camera, before he pans the camera to Conway the Machine, giving him a huge look. This is from a Pro Coombs website, of course. I'm still trying to understand, and apparently he doesn't have anybody on his team to say, okay, maybe you just want to give Coombs a pound and keep it moving. You know what I mean? On the beach, you know.
All up in the beach.
Yeah, I mean.
Chilling.
I just.
These niggas is on a fucking play date, my nigga.
Woo, with the soul food cooking.
All that being said, I guess somebody would say to you, yo, y'all niggas will be on the beach with Diddy. Y'all niggas will be on the beach with Diddy.
If that nigga at the beach the same time I'm there, yeah.
Alone?
But just out there just chilling? Like, what the fuck do I need to be on the beach with that nigga for?
Alone with Diddy.
What do I need to be there with him for? On the
Papa
beach.
Papa Love.
What I need to Sean be there
Combs. For? Sean Combs. Puffy. Puff Daddy. No. No.
So all that being said, again, I'm not saying that we were clairvoyant, but we knew that this type of thing.
You niggas might have seen this, but I didn't see this.
I didn't see the skirt.
I didn't see this.
Well, I saw
niggas branching off and doing their own thing, and everybody going their own separate ways, but I didn't see this here, nigga.
Okay, so look, what I saw was wherever the commercial winds was going to blow them, meaning that on the show we did say that Griselda more than likely, obviously, is all going to start doing more trap than underground hip-hop now that they've been accepted, and the powers that be have told the streaming listeners to accept them, okay? So this is the way the wind blows, okay? I mean, you got West Side Gun out there talking that buying Van Gogh shit. I mean, come on, nigga. I know you got some money and shit, my nigga. But damn.
In that instance, when you're putting in money on that kind of investment, that's kind of good money right there, B. That's kind of good money.
Okay, now, if you got Hove money, I could see it. Yeah, but Westside got money, but come on, B.
Yo, B, we are discussing purchasing Van Gogh's, my nigga. If he can afford that, he's got some bread, B.
He does. He does. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, that's not even front on that.
But all of that being said, even though the shit that we just said about this nigga, looking at the track list and looking at the producers on the album, it looked like it's still going to sound pretty much like a Griselda project, because he's got pretty much the same producers that he's been having on that shit. So it looks like it's going to sound that way.
A lot of features,
but the
though,
features,
man.
Though,
a lot
that,
of
that's
features.
What's going to fuck it up.
And I'm going to tell
but
you something.
Combs going to be all in the video.
I don't know about that. Combs is the type of guy. A long time ago, Kurt G had said that Combs pop up everywhere and anywhere. It was totally off a hip hop topic, and we were talking about a Winter Conference Miami, where all house music people go down every, I guess winter, down to Miami and shit. And Coombs is down there, and I'm like, what's Coombs doing at Winter Music Conference? Now he knows a lot of the house guys. He knows Louis Vega, Todd Terry. You know, he knows all those guys. But he's hanging out down there. I know he has a home down there, but I was surprised at that. But Kurt G accurately said, man, Coombs are going to be everywhere and anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because he never knows where the next shine opportunity is going to come.
Pun intended?
Man, I'm just saying. So anyway, before we get to Griselda, and I want to apologize because someone specifically asked me to compare and contrast Griselda growing apart and going their separate ways to maybe groups or crews in the history of hip-hop that had done the same. Offhand, right off the top of my head, groups who have grown apart, I mean, obviously there's the EPMD situation, excuse me, but it's more crews. Where you talk about EPMD, then you talk about the Hit Squad. I mean, the Hit Squad had an awful lot of, was sort of built by different groups, EPMD, then Redman, then Dos FX, K Solo, if you will, et cetera, who ultimately went their separate ways due to shady business deals. I'm trying to think. I can't really think of anyone naturally, even the Juice Crew, the Vaulted Juice Crew, rest in peace, Biz Markie. Again, a lot of individual pieces that happen to coalesce around Molly Mall in the Queensbridge production aura, okay? But each of them were ultimately, at the end of the day, solo acts, okay? So, yeah, Griselda, I kind of look at them in that light of a Hit Squad, of not as big as those people, but for all intents and purposes, Westside and Khan and Benny were solo acts.
Right. They really didn't come in as a group.
That being said, let me bring up some nostalgia.
Okay.
For you real quick. So we know that, let's just say the boy band effect, right? And we don't want to fuck around and call shit in hip hop boy band, because then we got to put Wu-Tang as a boy band and all that kind of shit. But the boy band effect is real. So you have a group. There's always one that goes solo and all this kind of shit. But there are also groups that never fucked around with that shit and stayed a group. You don't have no solo by this cat or this cat or this cat. And I'm going to say some names, and you just tell me what the fuck you think. And this shit is organic as fuck. But let me tell you. Bone Thugs and Harmony, did they have offshoots? Did they all do solo albums?
Yeah, a few of them.
Yes, a few did, yes.
Okay. Critical Conflict.
Crucial Conflict.
Did they have...
I'm not familiar with them past their group, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't even know about the group shit.
Okay. But any others, like groups that didn't?
De La Soul didn't.
Pasta Noose ain't never had a...
I never seen them as having solo albums. I don't remember them ever doing solo albums.
I've seen them individually do solo things on other people's records.
But I never seen them like do a whole album by themselves.
And you bring up Wu. And the reason why I didn't bring up Wu as a sort of a group that came in, because Wu was planned to come in as Wu and then plan to go solo.
True.
That was RZA's plan. There wasn't like a breakup. Now, I'm sure Westside will tell you we were all going to do solo projects and we're more like Wu than we are other sort of breakup squads who want to go do their own thing. It is very rare, especially in traditional hip hop. And boy, maybe I'm missing somebody huge from a group to sort of go solo.
Tribe Called Quest.
Prince Paul was always involved in other shit anyway. And then if you really look at that... As a producer. But if you look at Stet, Daddy-O's, any solo material didn't really go very far. what I was thinking about was Tribe Called Quest. Right, because right. both Tip and Fife had so never as successful as they were as a group. Mm-hmm. Never as successful as they were as a group. So right now,
Slum Village.
Could
we say that one of them stood out, or is it again, Slum Village? What you think, Slum Village?
It became Slum Village.
At one point, because when what you call them, it's like somebody people came in
and came in and left. But it ultimately that became a situation of Jay Dilla, obviously. Then once he passed away, the traditional situation. So Griselda is unique in the fact that all three of those guys are successful in their solo project. If it wasn't planned for them to go solo, now if it was, then it makes them more like Wu-Tang, and that was a success, obviously. Unlike an organic breakup when things just happened, shady business deals with EPMD, or the situation just fell apart over there at Cold Chillin' with, again, shady business practices. So,
right. You said L-O-N-S earlier, and Busta, we all know.
Right, yeah. Then we know
when he was big.
Yeah.
Right.
Off of Arsenio.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Ghetto Boys in that aspect, too, because if you really think about Ghetto Boys, again, Scarface was huge, put together. Right. Scarface was
different artists put together into one group. Yeah.
Scarface, obviously a Hall of Famer, Willie D much respected, but not a lot of solo success. And Bushwick Bill, I mean, a very popular figure, but it wasn't like he was pushing the units. So yeah, shout out to Griselda. I still say bye.
Public Enemy, Flavor Flav, Chuck D. They both.
Yeah.
But unless it was Public Enemy, it wasn't the same.
Right. So, you know, shout to. And I really apologize to the person who asked me. I like to give acknowledgement who starts topics like that, but I cannot.
Peace to my nigga, wherever you are.
And I only really, to be honest with you, and it wasn't even really a group, you know, but it really, I'd have to say the whole Rockefeller Empire, three people who start that label situation, very successful, bring in other crews, very successful, and each one of those break down due to, I don't know if it was shady business practices or what, but... Indeed. So, all right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, can the baby get canned? Your boy Baby, or Duh Baby, he's got some trouble out there. He's got some trouble. I thought it was pretty interesting. These are some of the things that I'm glad, even on this new recording night, and again, we're still getting used to it, but it lets time play out, and we can kind of look at the thing. Of course, your man, where was he at? He's out of Lollapalooza?
He didn't get to go there, my bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was at that other shit in Miami.
Oh, Rolling Loud.
Rolling Loud,
yeah.
So he's at Rolling Loud. He goes on a whole homophobic situation, heavy homophobic situation.
Wait. Time out.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Let's not fucking subscribe to the narrative, my B.
Okay.
Let's say what it was.
Okay, then let's say what it was. That's just what I'm sort of reading off the comment.
Yeah, that's topic. That mass media that he was homophobic.
Okay, then let's say what it was.
Okay, yes, let's do that.
You tell me what it was. I was reading the copy.
Okay, so I've seen the clip, heard the clip a couple of times. I am not saying that I agree with it, think it's okay, or think it's wrong. I'm just telling you what happened.
Well, let me ask you one question. Just one question. Short to the point. Was he anti-gay in his comments or anti-others? That's all I want to know. Was he anti?
I'm going to go on record and say that what I heard was not to the level of where it is.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. Now, wait. What he said in this day and time that we live in, are feelings going to be hurt? Yes. Feelings were hurt by what he said. But you both know I'm not off that feeling shit. I'm not off that. And that has to do with my life. Okay? I don't make nobody else subscribe to that. If you're in your feelings by some shit that you hear, so be it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm saying so be it. Okay?
All right.
All right. So we started this goddamn show with super Mr. Everybody's Friend, friendly, easygoing music type nigga Will Smith saying some of that shit he said.
Well, similar.
Wait. Okay. It's in the same vein.
Yes.
To me.
Yes, it is.
So did Will Smith catch all this shit? No. Maybe if Will Smith did that shit today, he'd be in much more boiling water than him with his wife saying she was in an entanglement. Okay? But this is the world we live in now. Do I agree with, am I a fan of, do I support the baby? Nope. I do not.
Well, first of all, I'm going to break this down because I think it was a couple disciplines here. It was a couple of disciplines that made, to me, this whole thing fascinating, okay? It made this whole thing fascinating. The first discipline here was the situation with Questlove. Okay, Questlove jumps on there. It's one of the most frustrating things about Questlove, who is such a nerd and who knows so much good quality music and is so educated, but never, ever criticizes people on their music, wants to jump out there and criticize one, DaBaby, talking about he's removing him off his hypothetical Summer of Soul concert list, okay? But there's Questlove. Now you got that, who I guess Questlove is falling into the... I guess he's falling into not having the moral authority.
He's falling into the prisoner of the moment.
Right. Okay. No doubt. But anyway, but along with that, you have the first discipline of action. That's what I'm calling these things surrounding the baby. The discipline of the action or reaction. The tried and true, fuck you old nigga. And then right after that, I don't even know who this nigga is. Okay. So there's the baby. So the baby knows who Questlove is. There's no question about that. But he knows his audience will respond to his audience. Okay? And we're talking about the quintessential dog ears here.
Yep.
The fuck you old nigga. I don't know who this nigga is. I mean, that got young boys fueled up. That's like, you know, that's like LL Cool J. Do you like Michael Jackson? We like Cool J. Niggas was fueled up. Fuck Michael. You know what I mean? At least I was. I'm being dead ass. Should have me, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Do you like Michael Jackson? Nah, we like Cool J. Rockin' bells, nigga. So that was the first discipline, okay? The discipline of action. The second discipline of action that took place was quite fascinating. The celebrity bandwagon. Everybody and their mama who was trying to get their comments on top of the other niggas' comments. It was like a huge game of pile 'em on and shit. Every motherfucker out there and shit. Madonna, Sade. I mean, from all walks of life. Everybody you can think of, Swerve. I see you shaking your head, Kurt G. Somebody help me out here. But that's a discipline that took place here, the celebrity bandwagon.
Just what comes to mind real quick is a Fifth Dimension song, My Beautiful Balloon.
Is that up, up in the
way. Would you like to fly? Niggas just jumping on the balloon.
Up in the way, right.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I'm seeing with this shit. These celebrities jumping on. Okay. For what?
Yeah, Kurt G. That's why I was asking Kurt G. Why the celebrity bandwagon effect?
Well, to me, the celebrity bandwagon comes from two places. First place is to make sure that you come out and say something before your fans or some media personality or blog, podcast, or whoever comes to you and asks you what you think about it. So you can go ahead and get your narrative out.
But you're already on record.
You're already on record for what you already said, so you ain't got to say shit. Or you can just repeat what you said. You know what I'm saying? So that's one part of it.
Papa don't preach.
That's one part of it. Because they don't need no smoke for that type of shit. They don't want no smoke from that. So that's one part of it. Second part of it is niggas got to keep their name out there. You might have a project coming
number
up.
One, that's the number one reason, Kurt.
I'm just saying for me. Now, for you, that's number one.
Right.
So niggas got to keep their name out there. They might have a project coming up. Might have a movie coming out. Might have a damn album coming out. You never know what's going on. So they gotta keep their name out there. So let's make a comment. So niggas be like, oh, what? Oh, he said that. Oh, shit, he's got an album coming up. They'll click on their page. And they're like, oh, shit. All right. So that's the second part of that. So to me, all of this, a lot of them niggas don't really give two fucks about it, but they have to respond because of those two reasons.
Yeah, the list of celebrity bandwagoners was massive, my dude. I thought about getting a small list, but I was like, why? I mean, the list was massive. I mean, okay. So let's get into the next discipline here, the power of cancel culture. So it's always interesting to me to see the power of cancel culture in effect and how cancel culture works. To me, I think that their power is overstated. Personally, I think their power is overstated because if you really think about the cancel culture, they went after some really big scalps. Okay, Michael Jackson comes to mind as cancel culture and coming after Jackson's scalp pretty heavily, but at the end of the day, they really, and it's probably partly due because Michael is not with us anymore, but they couldn't. The power of his catalog and the power of his music still reigns supreme. The cancel culture was not very successful in taking Michael Jackson's, at least the legacy scalp, out. Now, they've got a couple of victories in two black men. One William H. Cosby and one Robert Kelly.
Cosby got to get paid, though.
Oh, well, maybe. Yeah, okay, no doubt. But all that being said, but the cancel culture still largely has a victory with those two black men.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They did what they had to do. Yeah.
But as far as a lot of other people, whether it be Russell Simmons, where there's a lot of people, cancel culture is so overstated as far as power goes because they really haven't brought down a lot of scalps like their reputation says, okay, in my opinion.
But to me, the cancel culture is not about taking down scalps, as you would call it. To me, that's not about what it's about. To me, the cancel culture is all you need to do is whisper in the wind that such and such did this or such and such did that, and all you need to do is have motherfuckers repeat it, and now you're fucked up because now you gotta defend some shit that you either did or didn't do, but you gotta defend it. So you having to defend some shit got you canceled off the top.
Okay, so the next discipline will put the reason why I think cancel culture is overstated. Okay, the next discipline that was taking place in this whole baby opera was the apology forthwith. So now that all of these other things have taken place and the week has gone by and the story changes daily, if not hourly, the apology forthwith, the baby apologizing for the number one reason, okay, is the missing bag, okay? Losing out on Las Vegas performances, losing out on show tours that are gearing up at an exponential rate. People canceling the baby left and right. Okay, the baby's got a little money in his pocket, but at this stage in his career, son, this is where you really start piling it up. So now, the cancel culture in their strength is doing the only thing that make Baby apologize is to take his money, the bag. You know how important the bag is. You know how important Baby needs to be seen with huge amounts of crisp U.S. currency by the side of his face. That's very important. Okay, and people are going to start wondering, Baby, how you getting that money, nigga? You done got canceled off every tour this summer. Okay? All right?
The apology always has to come, no matter what. When you mention a couple groups, a couple names out here, and you say some shit about them, nigga, you got to apologize or you're done.
See, let me tell you about this shit. The Baby apologized because his benefactors and his boss was Pop Music. Okay, lest we forget that. The Baby may want to run around, you know, like this pseudo gangster with a chip on his shoulder, okay? But he is a Pop Music person who has to adhere to the Pop Music standard.
Time out.
Uh-oh.
Time the fuck out.
Oh, okay. Please don't tell me you're going to debate that.
Fuck that shit you was just talking about, because let's just say you are not the Baby. You're King Killer B. Or let's just say King Killer for the sake of the Hip Hop Digest show listeners. And some shit come up and niggas is at your motherfucking neck. But you know that you weren't even in the fucking Pacific Ocean of shit they talking about. Should you get canceled? See. And are you going to accept your cancellation, no matter how much fucking money you got? Are you going to accept your cancellation?
Yeah, I think what you're talking about is beside the point. You cannot sit up there and do what he did under whatever circumstance. It's irrelevant. You can't sit up there, B, you can't sit up there and do what he did and be in the circles and where he is at his point in his career and not expect. There's a second part to this, all right? The people, and let me get right to it. There's a huge difference between the Baby and Boosie, who had another Instagram account deleted when he went on said anti-gay. There's a huge difference. Boosie don't give a fuck. Okay?
Do you think
so? Therefore, okay. Nigga, he apologized.
B.
Oh, shit.
Hold up. See, now I gotta hit the timeout. Okay. Hold up, B. Let me hit you. Hit the brakes real quick, B.
Okay, let me hit
the brakes, B. Just because he apologized don't mean he gives a fuck.
Thank you. And he didn't say that shit, B. When the fuck have you ever heard him talk like that? It's no different than a fucking Joe Biden speech, Barack Obama speech, does some other nigga that wrote, nigga, that I don't know that dude's real name. He didn't say that shit, yo. If the Baby don't get paid, if the Baby don't show up at Lollapalooza, a whole lot of motherfuckers don't get paid, nigga.
Nigga, first of all, I
wrote that shit.
First of all, I disagree with that. I disagree. A number one, because
all you want to, nigga, but I tell you,
the baby
one at a time here, fellas. One at a time here, fellas.
I'm taking over, nigga. The Baby don't give a fuck. That shit was not written by him or said by him. It was said by all them other fucking wallets that's gonna be empty. This nigga was in Atlanta or wherever the fuck he was. Nigga, in the hood where he could be dead. No, nigga, stop talking. He was in the hood where he could be dead. And he said, I ain't signing no passes. I don't do that. All right? Not only that, this nigga in Charlotte, right after I left Charlotte, was in a Walmart and shot and killed somebody that was fucking with him. He don't give a fuck about this shit you talking about, B. It's them other empty wallets. Now, I am, again, I'm not sitting here pro or con the fucking Baby, because as most things in life, I look at it unattached. It don't. My life has to do with me, not these motherfuckers. But from what I see, that person, that human being that we're talking about right now, don't give a fuck. Did you see the video he put out the next day?
So this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, B. I'm not. This ain't got nothing to do with him personally, on a personal level, giving a fuck.
Personal, B. You keep talking about him and bags. This dude, whether we care about him or not, clearly you look at his history, B. He does not give a fuck. He is a super celebrity right now. There is a lot of wallets depending on that nigga. They are trying to do this goddamn damage control shit. He does not give a fuck, B. He has a white woman sucking his dick on a video. He's fucking an old white woman and shit is spraying in his face. The next day. I don't give a fuck about that dude, but I clearly know he doesn't care.
See, the issue isn't about him caring, though. See, I don't know. I don't understand why you took it there. My point being is the baby, there's a couple of realities here. The baby can and was replaced on each of those concert things that he lost. So therefore, the wallets, as you say, who were dependent on him getting paid, okay, they may be concerned. The baby himself, whether he is out there saying the apologies or not, trust me when I tell you, he's going to be no different than any other trained SEAL, okay, out there fucking balancing a triangle and juggling three balls, all right? That's what the fuck he's going to do, all right? Don't sit up here and tell me about that, about this nigga not giving a fuck, because trust me, he, at the end of the day, going to end up doing what the fuck he told to do, because he can be replaced, all right? Now, whether if that shows cancel culture power or not, That we can debate about that. But don't sit up here and act like this nigga is the antithesis, or this nigga is the equivalent of a motherfucker like Boosie, who you know don't give a fuck about a lot of shit because he doesn't serve those masters.
Guess what, killer?
Boosie, right. Does not serve that those right, masters.
Right. You're right. Boosie is a famous motherfucker. But his fame, compared to DaBaby's fame in this day and time, does not equate.
You're right, but I'm saying, and that's the key. You're right. Okay,
so, I agree. 100. But DaBaby, in my eyes, is the same style person as fucking Boosie.
No, he ain't.
Nigga, you tripping right now.
No,
he Boosie ain't. Don't have motherfuckers. When was Boosie at Lollapalooza?
It ain't even a matter about, the point is, it ain't even a matter about comparing bags and fame. The baby is not fucking anywhere near that type of give a fuck level like Boosie. Okay, he fronting like he is, but trust me when I tell you, they got that nigga balancing a beach ball while he juggling shit.
So send me a video of him apologizing. Send me a video of DaBaby.
We gonna have to agree to disagree, because trust me when I tell you.
No, nigga, show me a video, and we got till next week.
I ain't doing all that shit, nigga. We disagree on what type of caliber of this person he is. You still thinking that this nigga is a not giving a fuck on that street level with all his fame? I say, nah, they already got that motherfucker on that dog and pony shit.
I absolutely feel you are absolutely wrong in this situation.
Indeed.
And so now that I've heard both of y'all brothers go back and forth, I'm over here playing, watching a tennis match and shit. My neck is getting fucking tired. All right. So I'm going to say this and then I'm out. I'm going to say you both are correct in what you're saying about this nigga. I'm saying he don't give a fuck, like you said. He really doesn't. But as King Killer said, he has to give a fuck on some level. He has to. If he didn't, he'd have been like, fuck that shit. Don't issue that motherfucking apology, nigga. Fuck that. Don't issue that shit.
He can't do that.
He can do that. It's him.
There it is. Thank you.
You just answered the question. So he has to give a fuck on some level, because if he didn't, he stepped completely out. Be like, I don't give a, if y'all issued an apology, fuck that shit. I'm done with music. I ain't doing no more shit. If he really didn't give a fuck.
Yes, we'll see about that. But what I'm saying to you, sir, is that when you have a machine the fuck behind you, because nobody gave a fuck how many niggas he killed or whatever the fuck he did his records until he said this shit. Nobody cared, right? So now that this shit is all of a sudden, it's those wallets that are going to be empty that are making this whole apology.
And I agree with you 100. I agree with you 100% on that.
Him, or you would have seen him be.
And I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you 100. That nigga don't give a fuck. That's why I said I agree with you. He don't give a fuck. That's why he ain't out front doing this shit. He ain't out front apologizing. He ain't out front doing all that. He just sitting back like, okay, whatever y'all niggas got to do, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Just do what you ever do. Fuck it. Do it. I don't care. But, like I said, but he does care to an extent, because if he didn't really give a fuck on some Boosie shit, he'd be like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't apologizing. Fuck them niggas. Fuck that. I ain't apologizing for shit. He would come out front and say that shit and say, fuck whatever my people saying. I don't give a fuck what they saying. I don't give a fuck. But he ain't going to do that.
We also got Boosie begging for a motherfucking Instagram page back. So, I mean, it's all over the place. But at the root, fuck all that growth and whatever the fuck other niggas done put in it.
Right.
At the root, he don't give a fuck, yo.
And I'll give you that. At his root, he don't give a fuck about this shit. He still feels the same way he felt when he first said this shit. He could care less about this
shit. And that's not good or bad.
Right.
It just is what it is, yo. Or he'd have been doing fucking, he'd have been on a motherfucking, what did they call them shits when they do spots where we talk about, yeah, we don't want to bash gay or we don't want to do, he'd have been on some shit.
Oh, he'd have been on the press junket already. He'd have been out here doing whatever he had to do and doing it on late night shows, talking about it. He'd have been doing all of that by now, trying to clean this shit up. He'd letting other people do it for him. Now,
exactly. That's
not to say that he might not get pushed into that position, because he's still.
I'm willing to put a fucking wager on that.
Let's say it's going to happen. B. This is what I'm pushing. He's going to have to do shows eventually, and he's going to be on some TV show or some fucking where somebody's going to put a mic in front of his face and ask him about it, because you know. Reporters are assholes at the base.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to ask him about it. And he's going to show his true colors. Either the nigga going to be like, fuck that. I still feel the same way. Or he going to say, you know what? You know, I had, after thinking about it, I had some time. You know what I'm saying? I apologize to the people that I hurt. He might be on that.
I'm willing to put a wager on that.
I'm on record right now. If that shit happens, I'm giving King Killer the golf clap like a motherfucker.
Well,
but I don't see it happening.
I'd be willing to put a wager on that, my G. That's easy money, my G.
You think so?
Easy money.
You must don't understand.
Oh, B, trust me when I tell you. You think this nigga is off that hard, ignorant shit, and maybe that's where he came from? But like Kurt G said, eventually, at some point in time, he'll be on camera doing the whole mea culpa jump off, and you'll be giving up the golf clap.
Hip Hop Digest Show exclusive. How much motherfucking time are you saying that's gonna happen? I want to know your window, nigga. Before I bet you, I want publicly. I want to know what your window is before I bet you.
Well, because I do believe that he is a hard-headed nigga, I'm gonna say the window is gonna be less than 30 days. It's gonna take that much and that long, and those missed concerts to really start fucking with him enough that he's like, fuck it, these niggas fucking with my bag. 30 days
betting?
Or less.
We betting.
Okay.
What we betting? Because I'm taking that. What we betting? Because 30 days is a motherfucking eternity, nigga.
Right. That's what I'm saying. He ain't going to say it until a whole nother different shit happens, or Kanye nuts the fuck up, or when Blackface, the bloated Canadian drops. And all of that shit.
Now, Noni, this shit will be forgotten about. We forgot we bet.
Right, and then that's when it's going to happen. Oh, ain't no doubt about it. It ain't going to happen when it's hot and heavy. a whole bunch of shit's gonna happen before he on tape talking about, yeah, I apologize.
Oh, you taking that bet, Dan. I ain't taking that bet. Oh, okay. I'm talking about now.
Nah, well, it ain't gonna happen in the heat of the moment. It ain't gonna happen. The blowy Canadian will drop.
You know what, Dobie? I don't give a fuck about his music, what the fuck he talking about, but I respect him for that. Stick to yours, nigga.
All right, well, we agree to differ. He ain't no give a fuck boozy, nigga. He may not give a fuck, but he ain't boozy. So
Boozy about to be fun too, though, because he jumped in there. So you keep an eye on that for Boozy's apology too.
Shit, I guarantee that's something I bet the opposite coin on. Boozy ain't gonna apologize.
This nigga on Instagram every other week begging for his fucking page back, nigga. You tripping right now?
So as we went too long on that baby topic, which
yeah, y'all again went in, my nigga.
Well, no, but then yeah, like I said, I'm gonna give
Wimbledon in this
but look, I'm gonna give a shout out to Rush and Thor because it was the same way on the text chain and other people chiming in. Niggas was going heavy on that, just like we did. So you know,
I don't support bashing anybody.
No.
I do support thick skin.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of thick skin, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Royce the 5'9 disappoints. The game is over. We watched a full, I don't know, maybe it was a whole 3 days before the game was truly over with. It was over with so quick. And us who are true hip hop heads was like, oh, here we go. We're going to get a classic, true, lyrical, you know, jump off, studying lyrics, rewinding lyrics. Yo, did you hear what so-and-so and such said? We didn't get that. I believe what we actually got was a lot of people who undervalued one Lupe Fiasco. Me included. I mean, in the poll I voted, it was a tie, but I certainly underestimated because Lupe is such a prickly motherfucker. You know what I mean? You never know, you know, how he get down and shit, you know. But boy, the way Royce ultimately went out, boy, that is so disappointing. It is so disappointing. I don't know what to say about that, yo. I mean, this was a rout. This was a rout, and this was so much of a rout. Now you understand why the bloated didn't even really want to get involved in that, because Pusha T would have ultimately, why this nigga, why the bloated motherfucker talking about how rich, and only thing you can talk about is how rich he is. Pusha would have just fucking just uprooted his whole shit. Well, this will happen to Royce to a certain extent, B. Royce just, you got niggas looking at Royce like, oh, I don't know. How the fuck do you have a fall from grace like that? Royce is in a lot of niggas' top tens for sure. He was in mine. He was in mine. And now you got niggas like, yo, does he even deserve it? Kirk G, what happened to Royce, B? Because he's certainly disappointed.
Well, sitting back and watching from a distance and seeing the relationship and how things went, I'm thinking that it was a huge misunderstanding of how things went down, and niggas took shit the wrong way, and then it blew up into something that it shouldn't have blown up into. But when you say, that's the problem with subliminals, my nigga. Niggas can take it any kind of way they want to take it and decide to take it this way and that way. If you're talking about a motherfucker, say their name. Say they name directly and who the fuck you talking about. That way it can't be misunderstood what you saying.
Destiny's Child.
Say my name. Say my motherfucking name. But I also see it as Royce didn't, I don't know. I don't think he ain't built for battle. I thought he was, but I can see now that he wasn't. He's not built for battle. He can definitely put some words together and make a nice song, but as far as battle, going against a nigga going back and forth, I can't see him doing that because I think somewhere inside of him there is a... Somewhere, I guess, I don't even know how to call it. Something that says, you know what, I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to have niggas be embarrassed and lose in that way of a battle and niggas say, I lost. Maybe that's coming up in Detroit and seeing the battles on stage of niggas going back and forth and he don't want to get involved in that type of shit. But you, in this day and time, nigga, all the memes and all the shit that went down and how niggas comments, you just got destroyed.
Anyway, that's what I'm saying.
It happened anyway, so you might as well went out swinging.
It would have been respectable to go out swinging against Lupe Fiasco. Lupe, what he presented was not whack. So had you lost to that, or had you, the public opinion would have swayed towards Lupe, it wouldn't have been a bad thing because we know what you're capable of.
You know,
I'm just super disappointed in the whole thing, yo.
I tend to think of when you, I'm just saying, there's like certain people who cats just generally don't fuck with. And I think about like Thought. Thought is really not a guy who's going to be battling, I believe. But Thought's in his lyrical presence and his words, he's so devastating that niggas just don't fuck with him. It's just like, yeah. Really? That's a fucking jar and he's full of fucking hornets. Don't open the top. So, you know, Royce, who got his career, I think, who gained his reputation in that same way, and it didn't help that every time somebody had something to say about Eminem, ooh, Royce was out front, and then granted, he wasn't in the lyrics, but he was out front defending, talking that uber tough guy shit. And only thing niggas really wanted from Royce, we didn't need the uber tough guy defending Eminem shit, get on the mic. I mean, even Eminem, even though he was taking out low-hanging fruit, but fuck, at least he got on the fucking mic. Get on the... That's all niggas wanted.
Get on the mic and MC. This situation will not take away from how I felt about the songs that I really have liked that Royce has written. I even said a few shows ago, even though he's one of my favorite MCs, that's what he is, my favorite MC. I don't really give a fuck about what he cares about in life too much because his life is not my life and so forth and so forth. But this, it does not embody, I'm going to say, a god MC. Do you honestly think if Big Daddy Kane would have came at Rakim? I'm pausing because we are all individuals. But I'm just talking about the status, the level. And I'm not even trying to put, you know, Lupe as a Rakim or as a Big Daddy Kane, but in that era, do you think that Kane would have been like, man, I ain't fucking with Rakim. He said some shit. I ain't fucking with that. Or Coogi Rap or somebody with the, you know, the apex of the lyrical skill at that time would have came at somebody else at the apex of the lyrical skill at that time.
So I'm going to say this. I think if there was direct, plain language shots, you would have gotten a response.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We're not, like Kurt G said, fuck the subliminal shit. If there was direct shots, if Kane took a direct shot, plain language, you would have gotten a response and vice versa.
Said plain language.
When we on the mic, we rock the mic. What? You know what I mean? I mean, it's, and that is what is the most disappointing. Because, hey, look, like you said, man, Royce, incredible records.
Oh,
incredible artist. I, you know, I'm be dead ass honest with you. I'm undervaluing Royce for probably a long time until Death Is Certain. And then when he put out Death Is Certain, I was like, oh my fucking God, this nigga, I don't know what the fuck's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I know, you know, in his personal life, he's had some problems, alcoholism, et cetera, et cetera. He's been through a lot. I get it. But all we really wanted you to do was just MC and then go out valiantly. You can say what you want to say about the about people's battles and how they went in and went out. And
he didn't even have to say nothing about Lupe, per se. He could have written a record about why he's better than these motherfuckers. It could have been about him.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
But we got nothing but a fucking marathon IG live. Yeah, I don't know. Can he recover from this?
I think he'll still be an artist who makes records. Reputation, unfortunately, that is the damage that sticks, especially when you are more true hip hop than commercial, and Royce is more true hip hop, so that reputation sticks. I mean, when you have a certain reputation, it sticks. I mean, for good or for bad. I mean, like I said, Hov, he hates that shit. He, in his being, he hates ether. He hates the word ether. He, because in the dictionary, it's his picture beside it. You know, and people probably still to this point are not recognizing how crazy lyrically that was. Forget about the song, because the song Ether itself wasn't that good, but Ether.
It was effective.
It was so it hit Jay the only way you can hit Jay. Okay, right. He hates that. Think about all the people who lost joints. I mean, Busy B Starsky's reputation as a historical figure in hip hop is solid, but you know, Kumo D came in and took him out. Right. Kumo D came in and shit, you know what I mean? And then later on and shit, and Kumo D, even though Let's Go was a great record, but he just couldn't really handle LL, a young lion like that. You know what I'm saying? So look, but when you look back on these historically, you could say who won or lost these battles, but they're people that they're intact. Their legacy is intact, right, because there was the back and forth. There was the battle. Okay? Royce, this is sticks, and it sticks horribly because it wasn't even that.
B, let's even just say this. Let's go way back for the folks that know and the folks that don't know. When fucking Busy B got destroyed that night, let's not forget that he was that dude.
Yes, Busy B at that point in time was that dude, yes.
And what happened was Mo D came in with some whole new shit.
New rap language.
It fucked up Busy B's situation. Lupe and Royce, I don't know if people can put them on whatever levels they want to put them on, but I know Lupe to be kind of out there with his shit, but when he rhymes, he has some shit that I have been like, wow. And I don't even need to say what I felt about Royce. So it's a whole different, they were in the same arena. So, like you said, it would have been respectable for Royce to write something. I mean, goddamn, recent past history. We know Meek Mill would murder fucking Drake in a real fucking battle, because that's where Meek Mill came from, with the big ass cornrows going to the back on the street battling. But he didn't do that. And now what's even, I mean, he still responded, but it changed the game. Like, yo, you fucked up, dude. You waited too long, and a weak response. I think we had a lot more invested in this battle. And Royce just basically, he didn't even take his ball and go home. He just like, I don't want to play. He gonna sit on the side and talk about it's too hot. It's too hot out here. I don't feel like playing no basketball on this court. It's asphalt. It's hot. Just rhyme, yo.
Well,
give us that.
Again, like you said, I bring up great, great historical things in comparison, but even in this, the it's respected as Royce is and as a great career that he has, you know, whether if it's the records of Preem and Slaughterhouse and individual records, great career. It's still, he's closer to traditional hip hop where the sort of I don't want to rhyme is going to hurt him.
Right.
It is going to hurt him. It is going to hurt him, especially because, again, I think that Lupe was undervalued, even by me. You know, if these two niggas was getting into it, I'm like, damn, Royce is probably going to fucking deplete that nigga. You know what I mean? That's my initial thought, but... not even to do it, not even to say. You don't even get to say that some of the greatest battle ever, you know what I'm saying, D-Block against Beans and Freeway and them niggas. You don't even get the... And matter of fact, that battle was so good, I don't know if there was even a clear winner. Both reputations intact and respect to the utmost.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that could have been Royce.
And that right, it could have been Royce.
Because it wasn't about this new shit.
Royce would have walked away. Royce would have right. Royce would have walked away with the well-earned respect that he already had. Lupe really had everything to gain, okay, by coming in and saying niggas is jive undervaluing my pen game. I'ma get up on this nigga. And you know, now
look what he did.
Right.
He got you.
Right. Now now, before we get out this topic, I want to, and I'm saying this to say, and I'm not, no disrespect to Mickey Facts, you know what I mean? I'm not saying it this like he was a third wheel or whatever, but I don't, you know what I'm saying? I mean, was there, Kirchy, I'm asking you, was there a sort of, again, jumping in and piling on effect when it came to Mickey? I mean, what?
No.
No? Okay.
No. There was no jumping in and piling on with Nicky.
Okay. All right.
He was mentioned, B.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Eminem wasn't mentioned. Slaughterhouse wasn't mentioned.
Well, then that's...
Ransom wasn't mentioned.
Well, and that's the last point of this topic is that then as the days were waning and he was a decaying satellite in orbit about to burn up in the atmosphere, he did express that where's M and where's Slaughterhouse... And that alone, I was like, damn, son, you're already making it worse. You already got a huge L. Okay, now you're talking about bringing niggas in on backup and shit. And niggas is like, yo, I don't want...
He needed
want,
some Supremes.
I don't...
the nigga, what had happened is the nigga seen the avalanche coming at him via both via Mickey and Lupe, via all the motherfucking comments, via all the memes and all the niggas just straight just laughing at this nigga. He seen that avalanche coming at him. He needed somebody to fucking help him hold this shit back if he could.
I want to give a shout out to Tobias. I guess he's watching the Vaunted Verses, and he said Lox is killing Dipset.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah,
too.
Yes. Yeah. So I want to give a shout out to him, no doubt. So yeah,
Black Mavs, what up?
Yeah, of course, no doubt. And too, I want to give a shout out to Felipe's Garage. No faux pas slips this week. You know what I'm saying? Who he went in on Royce so heavy,
had to, man,
and it was so deserving.
His feelings was hurt, my G. What? I would have swore that he was like Royce's little brother or something. Like he was like, come on, bro, get out there and do it.
Well, what y'all don't understand is the disdain that Cook had for Lupe for his own personal reasons.
Okay.
So for this to happen like this is like, it's a big deal for Cook. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So there's some personal feelings involved in that, no doubt.
And not only feelings, but situations.
Oh, okay. I got you. Anyway, but I just wanted to shout out all the members over there at the Felipe's Garage. Shout to those gentlemen. Please always check out their podcast.
The Young, Adonis, my son, King, Nesto, myself, and of course, Cookbook.
Yes, indeed. So I guess we're ready for what we normally are ready for. And ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
Alright.
Oh, he's ready.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had time, nigga. Y'all was playing tennis.
Hey, I got time today.
Yes,
nigga.
Yes. I was watching Agassi and Sampras over here and shit.
Oh, shit. All
right. We got Ed OG and Insight Innovates. That's Ed OG and Insight Innovates. That's not bad. Ooh. Then we got The Truth and Frank B. Badfellas. The Truth and Frank B. Badfellas.
All right. Hey. That's what's good. So, you know, Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
Niggas is all, like, sober on Tuesday nights.
Oh, I'm tired as hell. You have no idea, B. B, look. You see that?
I see that. I was going to comment on that after the show. Yeah.
The Compton Lab is almost in full effect.
I'm thinking maybe I should bite on my
you got, shit.
You got the screen on the wall. That's hot right there.
Yeah,
son.
That is hot.
It's a little 32. It's a little 32. It ain't no 81 or no shit. Like, it's a little 32, but yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's what's good. So I will do it again next week because it is the Hip Hop Digest, and that's what we do.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
One.
Clap just got off the phone. Shot caller. I call shots. Y'all call cops. I'll make another call to cop. Get dropped. Stop playing. You heard me, nigga. Monkey bars. Shot spraying. Keep it funky, Paul. Nigga, my right hand tattoo kids. And my wife shoot. Snow goes. I carry the torch, walking through the shadows of death. I came from a source, niggas feeling lost and left. Stay in the course, course I got some shit to finesse. Was mopping them floors, opportunities on my desk. Popping the drawer, got some shit to get off my chest. Won't tell you what I can't do, but I'll give it my best. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. Mama, I'm sorry for my language, but I don't give a F. People turn cold on me, had me out on the brisk. Niggas saying they support, but never once bought a disc. Still watching for the cops, cause my homie at risk. I ride for this shit, I never had a slap on the wrist. I'm from the park, but it's crazy, I don't play with this shit. Don't play with me, dog. Eventually the tables will flip. I stay with a mic, my other niggas stay with a blick. That's two different worlds, somehow we made it all click. I carry a torch, walking through the shadows of death. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. I carry a torch, ain't too many real ones left. Live in the flesh, walking through the shadows of death. I carry a torch, walking through the shadows of death. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. I carry a torch, ain't too many real ones left. Live in the flesh, walking through the shadows of death. I carry a torch. Lately I've been losing my mind. Put my phone on D&D, no one answer my line. Keep it real, feels like I got stabbed in the spine. Try to stay calm, but I'm still attacking the rhymes. Passion of mine, yo, the Lord just threw me a sign. I got numbers on the dash, I was hit with a fine. Let me unwind, I just needed things to combine. Shut the world off, locked down and I was confined. I'm gon' get it, still sipping out a paper bag. Some niggas owe me and I know they'll never pay me back. My loyalty is different, nah, I'm not just saying that. I'm presidential, got an army with me waving flags. King shit, still fresher than the latest jag. Make sure to always add some value when you make a stack. I gotta eat, I was never scared to break a crab. You see me walking through these shadows where we blazing at. I carry a torch, walking through the shadows of death. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. I carry a torch, ain't too many real ones left. Live in the flesh, walking through the shadows of death. I carry a torch, walking through the shadows of death. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. I carry a torch, ain't too many real ones left. Live in the flesh, walking through the shadows of death. Now do you bend in folds under confrontation to grow? Tempest cold, prayer solo, got a fiending for snow. Dark city, the park where my glass house broke. I use the shards as a weapon when my name gets spoke. Kick doors in for the city, almost thought I had it vain until I heard this kid rhyming. Had to reignite the flame, took it back to the day. You're hopping up on the train and hitting up the city for ciphers to build a name. 15, backpacking CDs and baggy jeans. Hustle to the bricks and
and then we split it up a P. Blaze a leaf, hit the train to AP. Headphones blaring, probably knocking HNIC. The stars of a line to assassinate the frauds of no spine. And the squads like Arizona cans, we doubling nines. Speeding through the areas where they be doubling fines. We carry the torch, but keep the keys and easy to find.
I carry a torch, walking through the shadows of death. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. I carry a torch, ain't too many real ones left. Live in the flesh, walking through the shadows of death. I carry a torch, walking through the shadows of death. Broken bottles on the block, liquor all in my breath. I carry a torch, ain't too many real ones left. Live in the flesh, walking through the shadows of death. I carry a torch, I carry a torch.
Yeah, nigga, you know what the fuck it is, homie. Watson, Conway the Machine, let's get it, my G. I don't think no niggas fucking with me. Niggas can get it how they want it. I'm drumming with something rushing with me. I knew that nigga ain't want nothing with me. Told him he fool, now he wanna talk it out, have a discussion with me. Don't be the next nigga mouth, I slap the taste out. Summer coming, I might just pull the rafe out. Goons all in your bushes, that's for the stakeout. Kicking in your back door just to take the safe out. You niggas take the safe route and stay out the way. 50 shots spray out the cave when this broad day out. Fashion rebels flight cost a rack, homie. Mac on me, leave you laying on your back, homie. I've been that nigga ever since I got shot in my neck. Sneak dissing you pussy, so that's what I expect. Told them rap niggas that I was next. You will either die, motherfucker, or give me my respect.
Machine. Blow your fucking head off, yo. With the real shit. Don't fuck with me, yo. I blow your fucking head off, yo. With the real shit.
Y'all gonna learn. Y'all ain't gonna sleep on me forever.
Y'all dirty motherfuckers.
Hey, yo. They got you hungry outside waiting on a stimmy check. The fuck you gonna do with that? I'm grinding like no pennies left.
Let's go.
There's
Let's
some
go.
Real ones, but really though, there's not many left. A millennial bad in the wounded to cut his sentence less. Kyle dies a thousand deaths, reaps the wrath of karma. Soldier maps a plan strategic, seeks the path to follow. Yo, like being follow. Genuine is something integrated. Cross the line, feel the storm with the wrath of the hand of Satan. I'm outside hustling, working, and talking, standing, waiting. We are not alike, I know you're tight, take the stand and name it. I'm trying to get up on this spot and caught my kids a crit. This COVID got my homie twisted, fucked up, and he split his wrist. It's messed up, mom plans the funeral. They're telling me to calm down, the timing isn't suitable. I'm pissed off, angry, pent up, and I'm out of sorts. If I don't wear this fucking mask, I'm getting kicked out of stores. Caged animals, bound to snap and lash out. Last girl turned to fiend, face down, cracked out.
Come on,
she's a zombie, gone track, mock's emaciated. Was a dime, now a ghost, vain show, face is faded. I told you shit is wrong and death cock is picked upon it. Motherfucker, please stop sending me a shitty song. The clock ticks on every man, so utilize your time. Government division classes separated by design.
Fuck with me, yo. I blow your fucking head off, yo.
Nutso, Big Queens, nigga. Watson, M-Dot, La Machina, that K9-380 gold. Fuck all these rap niggas, I really used to trap niggas.
Really?
Coke residue on my scale, Reynolds rap nigga. That's about Nutso.
I stay with the strap, nigga.
For real.
Architect with the razors, plus my gang. Have my block booming from my building to Union. Cut through the alleyway, no credit. Fiends fighting and puking. Hit the DJs, best friends beefing for 2 weeks. Shots fired last night. Mom Dukes couldn't sleep. Street wolf dressed in sheep clothing, heat holding. Right off the boat, pussy soprano. Now your feet floating. I'm a different pedigree. Got a fetish for violence. Strippers that transport birds with unlimited mileage.
That's more networking.
Yeah, more trips to the islands. Fuck Rikers, my passport stamped like a pilot. Skinny jean ass niggas get shot with they stylists. I bought a crib, my landscape with a plug, and his daughter's my side bitch.
Crime with a machine.
Everything I shot is me. How you gon' stop machine?
Fuck with. You need to hit that panic button. You're abandoned on your means of running. Fuck with.
Not so lyrical caterpillar. Body back sealer.
Real shit.
Just sit down and mope about things that's happened in my life. That's a joke. Trust the man up above, there will always be hope. Even when you're at the bottom and you feel you can't cope. Because times get hard and times get rough. When life gets tough, you see no way out and you feel you've had enough. This world can get lonely, we all need a bit of love. Anytime I look into my kids' eyes, I get this feeling and it makes me wanna live life. Try to do the best I can while I live mine's to do it now, fam. When you get, you don't live twice. I'm just trying to be happy and enjoy life. Like doing things with my family. While you're here, it's best you create some memories. Cause one day you'll be a photograph of loving memories. My pops told me, son, make the most of it. Because these ups and downs can really sink a ship. I'm out here, I'm okay, trying to float with it. Been dealt some bad hands, but life's a bitch. Oh well, shrug my shoulders and I still roll.
Still roll.
And I swear my heart's still cold.
Still cold.
Right now I'm still young, but I feel old. Fence to rest us on the road, but we still sold.
Still sold.
I had to make ends meet, and life will show you all the things that you're meant to see. I don't need no new friends, cause I'm rolling in the Benz with the same ones we used to ride the 10-speed. Who's there to show support when you're empty? Cause everyone will be there when there's plenty. I worked it all out way before 20. Humble, but believe me, I can switch if you tempt me. Life's just like a roller coaster, and if you ain't driving, it will take you like a chauffeur. And it can take you to some places you don't wanna be. And it can make you see some things that you don't wanna see. This is life depending on how you play it. So mean what you say depending on how you say it. We live once, so just try and do your best. And keep strong, all my people, and stay blessed. My pops told me, son, make the most of it. Because these ups and downs can really sink a ship. I'm out here, I'm okay, trying to float with it. Been dealt some bad hands, but life's a bitch. Oh well, shrug my shoulders and I still roll.
Still roll.
And I swear my heart's still cold.
Still cold.
Right now I'm still young, but I feel old. Fence to rest us on the road, but we still sold.
Still sold.
And as the journey continues, muscling with what comes our way and what we've been through. All this drama, but still I can't complain, because life's got karma, so remember that we sin too. It's 1-1, but I'm just trying to win too. Trying to get a step ahead because I'm trying to win too. Get knocked down, yo, that's just a bruise. But when you give up, bro, that's when you really lose. I had enough for the losses, cause we're coming from the bottom, don't mean we can't be bosses. We faced the struggles way before the flossing. We held it down, we just learned to stay modest. We kept it real, we just learned to stay honest. And kept it true to to ourselves like a promise. And until the day I'm gone, I swear I'm on it. I'm gonna be a millionaire, why? Because I want it. My pops told me, son, make the most of it. Because these ups and downs can really sink a ship. I'm out here, I'm okay, trying to float with it. Been dealt some bad hands, but life's a bitch. Oh well, shrug my shoulders and I still roll. And I swear my heart's still cold. Right now I'm still young, but I feel old. Vets to rest us on the road, but we still sold. My pops told me, son, make the most of it. Because these ups and downs can really sink a ship. I'm out here, I'm okay, trying to float with it. Been dealt some bad hands, but life's a bitch. Oh well, shrug my shoulders and I still roll. And I swear my heart's still cold. Right now I'm still young, but I feel old. Vets to rest us on the road, but we still sold.
Right tomorrow, but right now I'm feeling kind of shitty. I've been alone for too long and I don't want your pity. In a whole nother country, still I rep my city. I go back home and talk, our friends ain't really rocking with me. I try and smile and hide the pain, I sleep and wake again. The lows they come, they really go, I really can't explain. They say it could be worse, so I should not complain. When I'm feeling how I'm feeling, feel I can't maintain. I just wanna have a simple life with laughter in it. The book of life, I plan to live and put my chapter in it. I'm writing verses, treat these verses like they journal entries. Pour out my heart, but nothing changes, I still come up empty. I come out feeling like I'm really still half asleep. It's like another sad song made up of rhyming beats. Reach for the moon, I'll touch it soon, I'll take a giant leap. Rewind the time to 99, creating my crew deep.
It will be fine. Keep pushing.
Good, it comes and it goes, nothing lasts forever. But through the laws of life, I will attract the better. I set my mind to a mission and I see it through. Grandma still in my head with what would Jesus do? Grandma raised us but then left us, so I am confused. I'm living life, I'm standing tall, I gotta pick and choose. I gotta fight the battle, I gotta make me heal. The sweat drip as I'm climbing up the steepest hill. The sweat drip, the tears fall, I know the blood is coming. I fell in love, I lost love, so after it I'm running. I'm trying to catch it, I'm hoping that it is the answer. The only thing I sell my soul for is a cure for cancer, and a cure for AIDS, and a stop hunger. Forgive the bad for what they did and let the good live longer. Let the children grow up and let them smile forever. Sometimes I really wanna quit, but grandma raised me better.
It will be fine. Keep pushing.
Knocking at my door, door. All the people that I knew acting funny when Big Rug got some loot. But they can't see me, let my parabellum fly, fly. Cause I be God, cipher, divine, fine. And a nigga can't test me in my mind. If you wanna come feel it, nigga, come for try.
Some say Sean Price is nicest on mic devices. Pack power, which make me more mightier than ISIS. Try this, that's when the rock shakes the Richter. Inflicts different pain, my aim is to rip ya. Picture, you trying to break through my path. My eight blasts, all you fucking snakes in the grass. What the hell when angel dust, plus I bust the devil's lungs with lyrics that come from tip of the tongues, now you strung. Sean sparks like John Starks in the fourth quarter. Order meet my peeps, deep like the Torah. Unforgettable like Nat King, bat swings. Louisville chill because my motherfucking slap stings. This track brings the average career to a halt. Is it my fault you fell victim to my verbal assault? If I had dollars for every nigga who dared, the battle me your microphones, I fuck around and be a millionaire.
Chump starts from the dark, resubmerge. I splurge on herbs with verbs and the usage of my words. Don't be so swollen, or for treason colon. Then lyrical functions bend. I flow like trains through Broadway Junction. See punks get bent on constant, consistently. When the R-U-G blesses them STC guards when black don't slack. Never cut slack, they've been back to the whack. Snatch arms like jacks. Shit is actionable and factual. That my mental might blast fools and reacts like a gun to. Mental releases pieces of no, making your brains blow. Got pros that froze like Sub-Zero with flow. I jams like the master, shoot my lyrics like Jay. DMCs run from my house, I don't play. On bad days to display dismay, blow away. Play movie celebrity, you done away like Faye.
I'm not sure anymore, who is knocking at my door? All the people that I knew acted funny when Big Rock got some loot. But I don't care, let my parabellum fly, fly. To them can't see, God's eye for divine, fine. Never fuck with me or mine, mine. If a man wants for feeling, then my for comfort try. What is Bon Jovi? Niggas don't know me, hoes blow me, show me affection for cars and direction. My direction, the pistols pointed at niggas on Bristol. Who thought it was fun to pull guns and issue my dismissal? But you can't handle this, I get scandalous when cannabis enters my system, which make me more odd than Tony Randall, bitch. Through the circumstances and lyrical advances, another man die, why? Cause of my verbal enhancement. Transmit lyrics over my mental highway. I say what I wanna, smoke marijuana, gonna hit you in the verse, so nigga nurse your fucking wound. Boom in my system, keep me in time with tune. I'm not sure anymore, more. Who is knocking at my door, door? All the people that I knew acted funny when Big Rod got some loot. I don't care, I let my parabellum fly, fly. Cause them can't see God's eye for divine, fine. Never fuck with me or mine, mine. You can feel it if you're gonna try.
It's your world, man. It's your world.